All right, so let's continue in the Gemara and Pei Beis. All right, so we started discussing the Machlokas yesterday a little bit about the way of learning Almanas, basically, right? That's the best way to look at it, I guess, from the Almanas side. That according to the way the Rashi was learning, the Almanas side is that it's Almanas just like Chutz. So it means to say that if you're going to learn the arguing in Almanas, it means that Rabbi Eliezer, everybody agrees in theory the get has to be complete. But Rabbi Eliezer says it's good because it's really intrinsically as a get, it's complete. But there's a catch. There's a condition. And the Rabbanan, and that's what the Gemara says. Midi d'havi akol tanai d'alma. It's no different than any other tanai. And the Rabbanan say it's different. Kol tanai b'alma lo shayer le beget. Hocha shayer lo beget. So we read the Rashba, who was explaining that side, was saying that that it's true. It's true, technically speaking, the get was complete. And you could say she's really mutter to everybody, even to Ploni. But, in fact, she's still left in the situation where she's asira lahai machmoso. That she's still usher to this individual because of her husband. That's called shiur beget. Yeah, so what's the machlokas? How can we understand the machlokas? We started a little yesterday. Anybody want to try to refine a little bit? Someone left out of the get. In other words, she or beget means somebody was left out of the operation of the get. The get did not apply to everybody. Can't be anyone who's left out of the get. The get has to be a complete. Has to be a complete disconnect. Correct. So if you try to make a get that leaves people out, that's not a get. You can't make up your own idea of get.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Okay.
But over here, it's a question. We can state the facts, and the facts are pretty clear. We can even define it pretty clearly. But it's hard to understand what the svara machlokas is. In other words, definitively, we'll say that Rabbi Eliezer holds is good because in terms of the halachic shame of Eish HaSish, it's removed completely for everybody. So there's no shir beget in terms of the maisa of the heter of Eish HaSish. It's just a peculiar situation. There's a particular maisa that will be mevatlet. But any get, any tanai has that... has that capability. But, and the Rabbanan say, in fact, it's Shire Beget, because there is, in fact, there's going to be a situation that she's usher to, there's going to be a person that she's usher to have a relationship with. Because of the husband. But how do we define it, halachically speaking? I mean, who has the day over here? The halachic reality or the practical reality? And I don't know, does it bother anybody that there's no question that this is not, you know, related to, you know, Maton Almanas Lachzir? I mean, is there a difference between the two cases? Or I mean, it seems similar to me.
How are you making that connection?
Because in a similar way that I'll say, this is your present, but you have to give it back to me. I mean, isn't that undermining present?
Give it back to me. This is your present, but you have to play with it in a certain way, you know? Or
but the point is the thing that you're trying to do, you put a tanai on it that is contrary to that very thing.
Oh, you're...
Right. I mean, that's true. Well, that's what we were saying yesterday a little bit. Right. In fact, there's no change in her status from the original issue that she was under. She can't have any, there's no removal of the state that she was in because of the original issue. Now, but I just want you to understand this clearly, okay? According to the Rabbanan, it's not a get at all. It becomes a zero get. Midoraisa, it is not a get. Because it is lacking an essential function of get. Okay? It will therefore be not a get at all, midoraisa, for anybody. Okay? Yeah. So maybe the question is like this. That... Who do you think has the better argument here?
That's it. Terminated the...
Right. So you would say, from a technical standpoint, you would say that Rabbi Eliezer has the better argument. Because, Tanayim can do all sorts of strange things, and conditions, I mean. And technically speaking, he did remove the Isser of Ishus. He did remove the shame of Ashes Ish. Legabi everybody. He didn't exclude anyone from the removal of the shame of Ashes Ish. And just so happens he figured out a clever way to prevent her from marrying his competition, enemy, whatever it is, his enemy. So maybe his friend, I don't know.
And that's why but he says work.
So there's no reason why, halachically speaking, chutz should work. But that, just like matana amanas lahachzir. I mean amanas. That's why amanas should work. But that's if you look at it in terms of a cheftza. That's purely if you look at the document of the get and the mesira of the get as an institution of changing her shame of from Isha to Penuya. Right? As a cheftza that changes her shame. And in terms of the changing of her shame of Isha to Penuya, it's definitely complete. Okay? But maybe the Rabbanan hold that is more than that. That's not the only thing there is by get. Get is really a maisa of the Baal, of removing her from his rishus, legabe, Isser Ishus. In other words, when they're married, she's under a certain status of Ishus, like Gary says, and that results in Isser Ishus. And Gerishin is really a Maisa, it's really like a Maisa of the Baal. It's not just a legal change of her shame, but it's really like an action of the Baal that he uses the get for. But it's a vehicle to break her away from his and remove her from his control over her ishus, over her, isurei bia. It's in that sense. If you look at it in terms of the sense of the get as something that the Baal is using to drive her away from him and to sever his relationship with her, then you can say it doesn't matter that it's a Tanai that's doing it. In terms, he's not using, you have to look at the total package. In other words, if you're just looking at the abstract shame of the Isha, so then I'll say, well, which part is the abstract shame in? That's in the Ikar of the get. The Tanai does not qualify her shame. The Tanai is just, and if you do this, then the get is undone. But if I want to evaluate, you can look at it like this. Conceptually, you can look at it like this. That everybody agrees that the get itself has to be complete. Correct? Can't be any remnant in what the get is doing. Right? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Eliezer, we can just note this, that Rabbi Eliezer is looking at the statement of the get. Okay, the hare at muteres of the get. And he's saying, if you want to evaluate the effectiveness of the get, the entire effectiveness of the get is in the hare at. As long as the hare at muteres, the chol adam, is complete, then we can say that the action of the get is 100% complete. The fact that there's a tanai, that's extraneous to the essential action of the get, which is the rendering the shame of Pinuya on the woman vis-a-vis everybody. Okay? And that's the way it made sense to us. But how do the Rabbanon work the tanai into the get? Isn't the tanai always isn't that by definition something that's a tanai is external to the working of a get? So how do they work it into the get itself? That's if you look at the get as somewhat as a tool of the husband to create some sort of an effect. So then I can say, well, you have to look at the total tool that he's using. I'm giving you somewhat of an analogy here. In other words, in that sense, if you look at the get in terms as a maisa that he's using, that he's doing to the Isha with the get, then you have to look at all of its functions and even the conditions are part of the Maisa of Gerishin with the get. In other words, you look at you'll include the Tanoi into the essence of the get if, in a certain sense, the get is just a vehicle of how he effectuates the relationship between the two of them. So I guess what I'm trying to say is like this: there's the abstract shame ishus, and then there's the reality of their relationship. Rabbi Eliezer says all you look at is and they both exist in the marriage. She has a shame of Eishes Ish and a reality of Isser to everybody and Heter to him. That stems from the shame Eishes Ish. Right? That stems from the halachic identity of Eishes Ish creates a certain kind of a relationship, or is a certain kind of a relationship between the husband and the wife. Right? Rabbi Eliezer is saying that in terms of Gerishin, all we do by Gerishin is we have to, it's a way of altering the shame Eishes Ish. And in the sense that it alters the shame Eishes Ish completely, then it's complete. Where does the shame Eishes Ish, which part of the shtar effectuates the shame Eishes Ish? That's how Re'at Mutaras L'chol Adam. The Tanai is not part of that. So it's good. But Rabbanon say is no Gerishin, it's true, there is the reality of the shame Eishes Ish, but that's not the essence of what the get is. The essence of the get is to remove the relationship between the two of them. It has to it removes the shame Eishes Ish. That's part of it, but that's not the totality of the get. It has to be a maisa of severing the reality of their relationship as well. And therefore, if in reality she still retains a shame of osur l'chol adam machmoso, then a certain element of the relationship that existed before is remaining. So it's an imperfect tool. Now, is the idea of removing her shame of Eishes Ish is really part of a bigger idea of the total package of the relationship between the two of them. In other words, a woman is not like a kinyan. It's not like a kinyan. It's not like just a shame of Bailus and Yamafkir. I mean, it's a relationship. There's a reality between the two of them, vis-a-vis everyone else. And it's not just a question of an abstract shame, according to the Rabbanan. It's an idea of of the Gerushin is really a maisa of releasing her from this very relationship. So in the maisa of releasing her, that incorporates more than just the identity of the shame issue. That incorporates the reality of the situation. So in that sense, it's incomplete. So it's not a balabatish svara. It depends really on a deeper idea of what is the get really operating on. Is it operating on the shame of the avashas ish or the relationship of ishus itself? So if you look at it in terms of the shame ishus ish, then you have to say it's complete. If you look at it in terms of the balabatish would be, it's the same question, you just approach one with logic and one with feeling. But it's the same question. Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon wouldn't do that. But it's an issue of which is the question that you're approaching. Different questions have different types of analysis. So if it's a question of, did I remove the shame ish, ashes ish? Yes. Did I remove the ishus itself? No, because still machmoso, she's usher to another person. But that's a machlokas in gerishin. That's why I don't think it's a question by matan almanas lahachzir. Because matan almanas lahachzir is just simply a question of the shame bailus. Who has the shame bailus here? There's no idea when I give something to somebody that I have to create a special relationship between him and the object of eternal bond.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a question of the shame bilis. So that's a question of an abstract identity. So there's no problem with Ammatan Ammanas Lach. I mean, I think there's a question in Gemara, but it's not this kind of a question. This is specific to the Gerushin.
I mean, I think that it just...
So I think we alluded to this. I didn't give you the whole Rashba. If you go further than the Rashba, you'll see. So this is the Rashba's opinion, that the Gemara is learning the machlokas of almanas just like chutz, okay? And that means to say that whenever it says almanas in the Gemara, it always means what?
Chutz.
It means exactly like chutz. So what does it mean? Almanas shelo tinasi velo tivali.
Yeah.
Right? Correct? That's how he's learning. It means almanas shelo tinasi velo tivali. That's how the Rashba's learning. His chutz, his almanas has the same exact effect of chutz, and that's exactly what the machlokas is about. You have the same exact effect, but you did it via a different mechanism, right? So then we'll learn it two ways. If you can learn machlokas as chutz, then Rabbi Eliezer holds shir beget is okay. The Rabban hold almanas is not shir beget. If you can learn machlokas almanas, then the Rabbi Eliezer holds almanas is not shir beget, and the Rabban learning almanas is shir beget. But the facts of what almanas is, what does it mean when it says almanas ploni, fill in those words, almanas what? Almanas shelo tinasi velo tivali l'ploni. Right? You cannot have a marital type of relationship with ploni. You cannot have a relationship that was usher from before. Everything that was usher from before is usher now. Right? And that's exactly the shir beget. Matt, with me? Okay. But there's obviously a big problem with that. And what is the big problem? The problem is the Gemara itself says, the Braisa that says, Shelo Tinas, the Braisa that says that they're arguing on Almanas, says what? It says, Tanya. That they all agree on. Alma nechleku, ala megarish ishto v'amalarei menas muteres cholam, alma shelo tinasi leploni. It inconveniently leaves out the words velo tivali. It just says tinasi, implying that the almanas is only almanas shelo tinasi.
That's what Tosfos picks up on.
That's exactly what Tosfos picks up on. So that's why Tosa says, L'chora yanira didafka ba manashlo tinasi modu. Delo havi shiur. Okay.
Modus the Rabbanan are agreeing that there's no shiur.
That's right. Mishum du hutra etzlo biznus. In other words, when it says they're arguing on chutz, but they agree on almanas, which almanas do they agree on? Tosa says it's mashma from the Gemara that they agree on the almanas shalotinasi liploni. Only shalotinasi liploni. Right? And that's exactly why the Rabbanan say it's good, because that's not called shiur beget. But if it said almanas shalotinasi velo tivali liploni, that is chutz. There's no difference between the two.
And
everybody would, no, then it would be the same one machlok. I mean, depending how you're learning, right? Yeah, you have to set the plug it all in. You plug it all in. That's the plain shot. So in other words, it's very simple. It's complicated, but it's very simple. Right? All Tosis is saying is, whenever it says almanas, it only means almanas shlotanasi. And whenever it says chutz, it means the same thing as chutz or almanas shlotanasi v'lotivali. Very simply put, chutz means a complete exclusion. Tosis doesn't care what word you use. Not a matter of the words, not a matter of is it internal with the Tanai or is it external, is it internal or external, it doesn't matter. It's all facts. He rejects completely that chilek of the Rashba that something can be good if it's expressed as an almanas, but the very same thing would be bad if it was a chutz. Okay? So then according to him, the only question is, when we say that chutz is no good, we mean to say a complete removal is no good. And when we say almanas is good, we mean a partial exclusion is good. Partial meaning only shalotinasi. Okay, so one second. So where does that put us? So therefore, when it says, when the Gemara, so therefore he says, of abamanas module, Tosa says, so that means they argue on chutz, but they agree on almanas, right? That means to say that they agree on almanas shalotinasi. Because since she's mutter to him in some way, you can't say that the get was complete at all. You can't say the get was incomplete. Yeah. Oval v'almanas shalotiv ali v'lotinasi havishir kamo chutz. So in other words, just theoretically speaking, how does it work out? Tosus doesn't like the svara at all that a get is just a legal issue of Eishas Ish. That, he says, nobody holds from. There's no position like that. There's no shita that's going to say that all we need is to change her shame Eishas Ish, even though factually she can't, even though factually she hasn't changed vis-a-vis Ploni. Meaning everyone agrees, correct. In other words, if we're going to take Tosos, now we have to shift everything over. Shift everything over. So now that idea that get is just working on the abstract shame without regard to the reality of the relationship, that just dropped off the spectrum. Nobody agrees to that. Nobody holds from that idea. Everybody agrees that the Gerishin is attacking the relationship.
Yeah.
Right? The way we all like it. That the Gerishin is definitely in terms of the relationship of Ish and Isha, and it can't leave over anything from that original relationship of Isser. So unless you're Rabbi Eliezer, right? Unless you have a Gzeres HaKosav that allows you to do that. But other than that, there's no svara to say that that the get is good because it's framed in a legalistic way that changes her status without changing her reality. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we just have to calibrate again. We just have to recalibrate. So therefore, Tosis is learning that what? Let's just work it through now. That everyone agrees that Rabbi Eliezer, if you can learn chutz, it comes out how? That Rabbi Eliezer holds a get can have a remnant. The Rabbanan hold the get cannot have a remnant because they don't learn the Gzeres HaKosav. We'll get to the Gzeres HaKosav, believe me, soon. Right? So what do they allow? They'll only allow a Tanai that's external to the relationship. So as long as the get has the effect of being matir her biznus, right? Meaning to say removing the isser of eshes ish, removing the isser of the reality of the isser of ishes, which is bia, right? The isser bia to everybody. So as long as the get is removing that isser, even though he prevents her from having a right and proper relationship with him through nisuin, that's just a tanai. That's just whatever. It's a tanai. By the way, it's not crazy. Don't think that because something has to do with isser, it means it's not a good tanai. Gemara says later, if a man says to a woman, this is your get, on the condition you eat chazer. It's not so simple. That's a problem, because she can eat chazer.
Physically, she's capable, but
right. We don't say that she's not considered to. We don't say just because a tanai is an isser doesn't mean it's doable. Okay, so don't say to me, well, permitting her biznus is like not permitting her at all. Okay, it is permitting her. So that side is clear. That side is clear. But what comes out of it now is we have a new machlokas we didn't have before. What's the new machlokas? Now it comes out when the Braisa says they're arguing on almanas. That's exactly the case they're arguing on. Now it's going to come out that when we say they argue on almanas, that's right, almanas. It means to say almanas shlo tenasi. And Rabbi Elia, everyone agrees there can't be sheer beget. There's no gzeres hakasav of sheer beget. So a get has to be a good, complete get. And they're arguing about, is it enough to be matihir biznus, or does he also have to be matihir binisuin? So that's a new machlokas we haven't had yet. In other words, you could put it this way. In the relationship of Isser from the Ishus, everybody agrees she has to be freed from it. Everyone agrees. So if it was Almanash Lo Tinasi, everybody would agree it's no good. Everyone would agree it's no good because there the very Isser, the Isser of the Ishus is in place. But what about Almanash Lo Tinasi? So the Isser Bia is removed, but the Heter of Nisuin remains. Is that also considered Shir Beget? That's a different machlokas. We haven't had that machlokas yet. That's the machlokas according to the way Tosfos learns the sugya, that it's almanas means almanas shalotinasi. Right? So it has a trickle-down effect, obviously. If you're going to learn almanas is the same as chutz, so then you're only going to have the question of chutz versus almanas, and then almanas versus not almanas. That's it. And the almanas is complete. There's no two almanases. It's just almanas that effectually removes her, maintains her state of isser, or not. But if you're going to learn like Tosfos, then the chutz and our first two cases of chutz and the almanas become one. And there's only a question of shir beget. In fact, we don't care if you say it as a chutz or as an almanas. So then, almanas means simply that there's an heterznus, but an iser nesuin, which is not considered shir beget according to the chutz side of the machlokas. And according to the almanas side of the machlokas, that itself is the question. Is that considered shir beget? Okay? So that's the last. We haven't given that a definition yet. The question of, if you're going to learn the machlokas, if you're going to learn almanas means shalotinasi alone, But lo tivali would just be the same as chutz. So then the side of the machlokas that says they're arguing in amenas, what's that machlokas? Rabbi Eliezer says, this is not shir beget, because it's a hetas nus. And the rabbanim say, no, no, it's not enough. Still consider the shir beget. Yeah. He says, the Rush expresses it a little bit better. In the middle of Aleph, he says, "Av bal manash lo tivali, dasar legamri, lo domi l'shar tanayim shematira beget ze l'kol." Right. In other words, if you're going to say al manash that you can't have tashrish with anybody, so that is an isur legamri. So that's not like a regular tanai. V'rabbanan savri. Da'afilu shiur de iser nisuin mikri shiur. That's the machlokas of the almanasai. The rabbanon are going to say, even leaving her over in the iser of having nisuin, that itself is considered shiur beget. But the Rabbi Eliezer holds it's only a problem of where she's remaining in the very iser that she was in the whole time. Right. Osir legamri. Yeah. So how do we understand that one?
I'm not sure I understand.
Let's just try to describe it a little bit better. Okay. So if he removes those when they're in the state of kiddushin of nisuin, the first husband. The megaresh. So before the gerushin. So what state? How does she exist? She exists as aser lechol adam and mutter to him. Right. So like the Gemara says in kiddushin, it says what's the lashon kiddushin? The Gemara says that midaraisa it's called kona, really midaraisa. Right, the question is why say aish niknis and aish mekadesh, right? Get that? You get into that? Beis on beis. So it says kona is lashon doraisa, but because that's the maisa. The maisa is a kinyan.
Acquisition.
Okay, acquisition. But the lashon kiddushin is lashon midrabanan. So what does it mean? The Gemara says, what does it mean? It's a kiddushin. Where does the Lashon Midrabanan come from? He says, De osar lo akuli alma ke hektish. He made her usar to everybody like hektish. That's the Lashon of Kiddushin. And the Rabbanan used the Lashon, Midaraisa uses the Lashon of the transaction. That's Kona, Haisha Niknis. But Midrabanan, it uses the Lashon that reflects the nature of the state. That he effectuates her in a way of iser. That's the essence of the kinyan. It's not a kinyan where he's kona her guf. It's a kinyan in terms of her rights of tashmish. So he makes her kehektish l'chol adam, mutter to him and also to everybody else kehektish. All right, Tosfos tries to work out the lush a little bit of what harei'at mikudeshes mean. But the essence over here is clear. The relationship is essentially a relationship where the Baal creates the kinyan of kiddushin, creates an iser l'kuliyama, and it's an iser of ishus. I mean, if that's not a redundancy. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer's argument is. His argument is, I removed that iser. I removed that iser. Now she's down to an iser of znus. It's not me anymore. That's not an iser from me.
Isn't it that you removed the iser znus, but not the iser?
No, when I give her the get, almanash lo tinasi leploni, right? But tivali is not an iser. Right? So then he's saying, the Hareya Mikudashasli created an Isser Bia from me against everybody else. I broke that relationship by saying, you're free and be it to everybody else, just not Nisuin. So I basically removed my Isser, the Isser of Bia that I created with the Kedushin, and there's no Shia yet. So what are the Rabbanans? What's the Rabbanans argument? That's our question. Right. So how could we describe it better? We'll say that by Rabbi Eliezer, he's satisfied to remove the Isser of Tashmish that his Kedushin created. And the Rabbanon, what do they require? Can we just describe it? What do they require?
Complete krisus.
No, I don't like that. It doesn't help me. Not a description, it's a conclusion. Be Almanashlo, according to Rabbanon, Almanashlo Tanasi is also Shir Beget. If he says Almanashlo Tishti Yayin for the lifetime of Ploni, that'll be fine. But Shlo Tanasi is, so what is she lacking?
Could be a
Behet. Be a Beheter, so what? A lot of things. Why should be a Beheter be the main thing here? So maybe the better way to put it is like this. That she has to be given back control over Ishus. In other words, before he married her, when she was a Penuya, the Ishus was in her hands. He removed that by creating an Isser Tashmish to everybody. But now when he's giving her the get, is it enough to break his Isser Tashmish that he created, which effectively took away her control over Ishus? Or does he have to remove even that effect, the effect that she, does he have to actually reinstate her in terms of giving her over the bailus to her Ishus that he removed from her? In other words, he had somewhat of the direct effect of the Ishus. The effect of being married was the Isser Tashmish, right? So, but there's a ram. But the ramification of that is that she now has no control over her own Ishus. Like you were saying, Ishus is a certain way of Ishus is only possible after you remove someone else's bailus. But let's think about it a little bit further. Is it enough to remove the effect of Isser that he created on her, or must he reinstate her full bailus over her own Ishus? That's a little more, at least a little more definitive on what they're, in other words, what I'm trying to say is like this. You've got to sort of interpret the words into the halacha categories. So when we say shelo tinasi but tivali is fine, that's one type of halachic category. But if we say no, he has to give her back tinasi, what is that definitively? What is he doing when he adds tinasi? So shelo tivali halachically means that she was in a state of iser and he removed that state of iser. But to say shelo tinasi is also a problem. That means to say that he has to reinstate the control over the institution of Ishus itself. In other words, is it in terms of the Isser of Ishus or the institution of Ishus? Does he have to give her back does he have to remove his Isser Ishus that he created in her? Or does he have to remove his whole bilis of her ishus from her. Right. Of course, you can't just make up terms that obscure the meaning of things. But so when he marries her, when he marries her originally, that created an isser that stems from his ishus. From there, from her accepting his kedushin, she becomes into a state of isser, eshes ish legabi kol adam. Right, like by Avram Ansari says, he beulas baal. She has a husband. There's an iser tashmish because she has a husband. So when a woman accepts being this person's isha, so that creates an iser. Entering into this relationship that we call ishus creates an iser of tashmish l'chol adam. Right, Gil. So now, when he removes that iser by telling her she has no iser tashrish anyone anymore in terms of their ishus, so he's broken the effect of his of the relationship. Right? In essence, he's severed the relationship in terms of the effect of his ishus on her. He removed the effect. The effect of his ishus was an iser tashmish l'chol adam, and he removed that. Now she doesn't have an iser tashmish l'chol adam from him. Okay, but that doesn't mean though that that's the iser of the ishus. But has he given her control over the institution of ishus? Does she have now freedom in the institution of ishus itself, meaning to say, to forge a new relationship with whomever she pleases? No. Because with Ploni, she cannot become Ploni's wife. So in terms of the iser of the relationship that he imposed via the Kedushin, he removed the iser of his relationship. But he didn't reinstate to her the control over the institution itself. She's no longer under the effect of his ishus. But she does not have her own freedom to create a new one. You understand? So that's the, maybe that's what the argument is here. She or beget, is it a question of removing his relationship from her? Or is the garrison really to reinstate her in the bilis of the ishus itself? Is it to sever him from her? So now the iser tashmish that he created is no longer there. But like you were saying, there still is some effect, right? But the effect that we don't care about unless the effect is in the institution of ishus itself. Shalotishtiyayin is also an effect. But it has to be, in terms of the very relationship, he has to restore her in terms of into her position vis-a-vis the original, the nature of the relationship itself that he created. So it's not enough just to remove himself, he has to give her back the bilis. So that's Shlo Tinasi would be Shir B'yet. Okay? Okay, so that's a nice svara. Now, what is the problem learning this way? Why can't we all just be happy learn this way? By as a matter of fact, the Braisa says, Almanas Shlo Tinasi. It's very good. Factually, it seems like this is the smooth way to go. Where do we get tripped up if we try to learn that the machlokas is almanas shelo tinasi? So you got to dig a little deeper, okay? Let's dig a little deeper. Let's go in the Tosav here. Hamagarish, the first one. Avo almanas, right? So, V'chein, he says, mash miktsas. So he says, "Lahachi nakeh b'braisa b'samach almanas shlo tinasi." Great, that works out great for him, right? that that's exactly what they're talking about. So the Gemara says later on, right? Remember I told you that they all convened to try to refute Rabbi Eliezer. So one of the criticisms of Rabbi Eliezer was from Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So what did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say? He said on Pei Gimel, Heichan Motzinu Asher Lezeh Mut Lezeh. Where do you ever see such a thing like Rabbi Eliezer said? That a person will be mutter to one and usher to the other. And as you're creating some kind of thing like that. So the Gemara says about Rabbi Yossi Aglili later on in the bottom of Pei Gimel. It said, how did Rabbi Yossi Aglili learn the Mishnah? Did he learn the Machlokas as Almanas or as Chutz? So the Gemara says, if he learned it as Almanas, then what's his problem? She is mutter to him. Business. Okay.
This question over here is on Rabbi Yossi Aglili?
Yes. The Gemara says, Ubimai. It's like 10 lines up from the bottom of Pei Gimel. How did Rabbi Yossi Aglili interpret the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon? Ilema ba'almanas. If he learned they were arguing in almanas. Good.
He's going to go like the Chachamim Mishnah.
Well, he's asking questions on Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, all of these four Tanayim got together to ask questions on Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so now his criticism on Rabbi Eliezer is, how can you say that a woman is going to be usher to him and mutter to him?
And you shouldn't apply to the Chacham. However, he learns the Mishnah.
Right.
The Chacham should come out that there's no case like that.
Right.
Is Rabbi Eliezer doesn't?
So the Gemara says, well, who are you learning? How are you learning? How is Rabbi Yossi learning the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan? Okay, the Gemara says like this, Ilema, if you're going to tell me, be'almanas, that he's learning, they're arguing on the almanas case, hare hutra etzlo biznos. So what's his question? What's his question on Rabbi Eliezer? You, Rabbi Eliezer, how can you possibly permit an almanas case and create a situation of usser and mutter? No, she's mutter to everybody. Because she's not usser to anybody as an Eishes Ish. She's mutter to everybody, biznus. So you see, Araya, that if you learn that they're arguing on almanas, they're only arguing on Manas Shelo Tinasi. So therefore the Gemara says, he must have been learning the Machlokas is Chutz, and that's why he has his question. But if he only understood the Machlokas as Almanas, he wouldn't have a good question. Exactly. Ela b'chutz. You see what's going on here? This is not for the novices. Not for the novices.
This made me into a novice.
I'm just saying, based on his question, it must be that he's holding almanas is not the only
way. No. Based on the Gemara's question, of his question. In other words, the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yossi Aglili is learning that the Machlokas is Almanas, then he has no question on Rabbi Eliezer to say, where do you see Mutter and Usser simultaneously? Paiduden Vivo. Because it says openly right here, she's Mutter Biznus. So that shows you clearly that if Rabbi Eliezer holds Almanas is good, he's learning, she's still muteris biznus. So that shows you the almanas is only almanas shelo tenasi. Because if it was almanas shelo tenasi v'lo tivali, then it would undermine her, that would be his question. That would exactly be his question. That you created a situation where even znus is going to revoke the get. Don't try to answer that question, because you could answer the question, but that's Tosfos Raya. That's why it's a Ketzas Raya. It's a Ketzas Raya.
The Ketzas Raya, the Rabbi Elazar, is that the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar are arguing in Almanas, Hatznasi, Al Tibali. No, the other way, just Hatznasi.
Right. It's a Raya that the Gemara is interpreting Almanas as Almanas Shlo Tenasi, but Tivali is good. But she can have znus with the guy. Because that's what it says. It says that Rabbi Yossi Aglili's question is, how do you have her mutter to A and usher to B? B being Ploni, A being everyone else. So the Gemara says, well, are you learning Almanas? Then she's mutter to everybody, business. So you must be learning, Rabbi Eliezer must, Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns, the Gemara concludes, therefore Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns the machlokas is by chutz. But from the fact that it says, if it were almanas, she would not have an iser znus, that shows you that the condition did not include shelo tivali. And the condition only included shelo tenasi. So that shows you that when the Gemara, the way the Gemara interprets almanas is only almanas shelo tenasi. And if it was shelo tivali, it would be the same thing as chutz. This, of course, poses a question for the Rashba, but we'll leave that for right now. That's right, right. Okay, that's good. Now, where is the problem for this way of learning? Where is the problem for this way of learning? Okay. V'od l'may demuki la b'chutz adem maksha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Eliezer Michutz, Lifach L'Rabbanon, fine. So the problem, though, according to this way of learning is what? Is why couldn't the Gemara just say that they're arguing on Almanas of, what do you need the whole Chutz thing for? Just make a Chilik into two Almanases, like the Rashi himself said. Right? See, that's the re. The re learns like the Rashba, and so he says. So he has problems. All these problems that Tosfos's rayas are. But what are his rayas the other way? So his rayas are. The im lokein, he says, ad the maflik besamach bein almanas lechutz lifvog b'almanas gufei. Could have made a machlokas in the very case of almanas. We always try to make the machlokas simpler, as simple as possible. So just say they're arguing on, instead of saying chutz and almanas, say one is almanas shlo tivali v'tilo tenasi, and one is almanas, and the other, but they all agree in almanas shlo tenasi. Just spell it out. Vo dikomar o dilma. Hi, El Almanasu, Avagav de Be'ela. Hold on, where's it going? Yeah. Okay, but the point is that there are two ways to understand the Machlokas, but either way has a little bit of a problem. So the Ritzbah quoted in Tos in the Rush has just an ingenious idea that he slips through all the problems. And he gets the pshat to work out perfect. There's only one way to do that. And that is to say, when the Gemara says chutz, it's one type of almanas. And when it says they're arguing on almanas, that's a different kind of almanas. In other words, what almanas means depends on what the other side, on what the machlokas is in. Okay, and then he shows you. You work out all the pshat. So you want to try to do that? I mean, it's a different. It's like a combo now. Now he'll say that if you're going to learn chutz, if Rabbi Eliezer is chutz, then the Rabbanan's almanas would be one thing. But if the machlokas is almanas itself, then it's going to be the other Amanas.
Okay.